St. Albert Sr. murder trial rescheduled. The trial for the murder of Ron Wersvold has been rescheduled for spring 2023. Beryl Musila is scheduled to stand trial for the murder of Wersvold on April 17 to May 26, 2023, at the Court of King's Bench in Edmonton. As reported by the Gazette, the 75-year-old senior went missing on July 7, 2017, and his body was found in a rural area of Parkland County near Stony Plain on July 9, 2017. This is the fourth time the trial has been rescheduled. As reported by the Gazette in February, Musila was originally scheduled to stand trial for the murder of the senior starting April 14, 2020. The trial was delayed in fall 2021 and then again in fall 2022. Musila is charged with first-degree murder and indignity to human remains. Trial date set for man charged with assault, unlawful confinement. A man with multiple assault charges will be back in St. Albert Provincial Court at the end of January. On November 21, Judge Gord Putnam approved the January 30, 2023, trial date for Michael Poirier. Poirier is charged with one count unlawful confinement, one count assault by way of choking, suffocating or strangling, one count of assault, one count threats to cause death or bodily harm, one count mischief property under, and one count assault with a weapon. The trial will be held in courtroom 3 at 9:30 a.m. Woman who assaulted daughter-in-law, sentenced. A woman who punched her daughter-in-law over a dog was sentenced in St. Albert Provincial Court on Monday. On November 21, Judge Putnam sentenced the woman to a 12-month conditional discharge for one count of assault. Putnam said the woman will not have a record with relation to the discharge if she follows probation orders, which include reporting to a probation officer, attending counseling with regards to drug and alcohol abuse and domestic violence, no contact with the victim, not be in possession of a firearm or weapon, and 30 days of community service. The court heard on May 9, 2022, at 1:30 p.m. the woman was driven by an unknown person to her daughter-in-law's residence. There was a dispute over ownership of the dog between the woman and the victim. The woman became aggressive, the court heard, and began punching and hitting her daughter-in-law, who then locked herself in a vehicle with the dog and called police. A second complainant saw the woman punch the victim and also called police.